A bill that would outlaw ballot harvesting in Idaho showed divisions within the House Republican caucus Thursday. James Dawson reports.
Ballot harvesting is when you fill out an absentee ballot, sign it, and then give it to someone else to drop off at an official collection point. Healthcare workers in Idaho did this for patients who were unexpectedly hospitalized on Election Day last year. The bill would make it a felony to do so. Family members could only drop off 2 ballots at a time. House Majority Caucus Chair Megan Blanksma sent her daughter to drop off their family's 4 ballots last November because they didn't trust the Postal Service to deliver them in time.
With this legislation, my daughter's a felon. My 20-year-old kid is a felon.
House Majority Leader Mike Moyle sponsors the bill.
And so you have to make 2 trips to the post office. I understand that concern, but you know what? Voting shouldn't be easy.
Moyle admitted this might not be a problem now, but could be in the future. Blanksma and several other Republicans say they want to see a higher exemption for family members. Democrats also argued any voting fraud that stems from ballot harvesting is already illegal under Idaho law. House lawmakers didn't vote on the measure, but could amend it in the future. James Dawson, Boise State Public Radio News.